Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our title sponsor, Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through April of 2021. We're on the second half of our series that we just kicked off today, What's Happening in the Lower Hudson Valley with Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber of Commerce. And I have the president with us of the chamber, Deb Malone. We go way back. Deb, it's a pleasure to see you.
Nice to see you too, Andrew.
Nice of you to join us today. Look, you handle the day-to-day management of what ends up being, what, over 500 members, which is a testament to you in the Lower Hudson Valley and Regional Tourism Center. And the member retention looks like it's about 85%, which says an awful lot. You do the new member solicitation, you arrange workshops, seminars, networking events, and you also create a government action committee, a nonprofit committee, and art, industry, media, economic development initiative. Wow, an awful lot, Deb, going on. And I know you you have such a wonderful personality. Everybody loves Deb Malone, and there's a reason for that. So I wanted to just ask you a little bit about the chamber and the community that it serves. Why don't you just kick this off?
Well, you know, we serve what we call the Gateway region, and that's really Croton-on-Hudson, Cortland Manor, Montrose, Buchanan, Verplank, the city of Peekskill, and the town of Putnam Valley.
Okay. And I mean, do people come from outside of there at all? Or is it
absolutely.
Mostly?
Okay. You know, with the Chamber of Commerce, you know, people who want to do business in the area usually join their local Chamber of Commerce. That gives them an opportunity to network. So, you know, we have businesses not only all over the county, but we have businesses throughout the tri-state area being part of the chamber as well.
Great. That's great to know. And, you know, as any chamber, I mean, you obviously got to change with the times, and this has been a whopper of a year for so many people, for all of us, for that matter. What have you had to do during the pandemic, Deb, and how have you been able to assist businesses?
Well, when the pandemic started, I was actually on vacation. So there went my vacation. I was on the phone every single day with the office, getting out e-blasts. We created a COVID page on our website, so people had links to resources and a list of restaurants, which at that point was very important. Restaurants who was offering curbside pickup and delivery. We were providing, we work with the businesses, a lot of businesses on the EIDL loans and the PPP loans. We did workshops on how to fill out the application. We also searched out lending institutions who would provide PPP loans to non-customers, because some businesses were not able to get the PPP loan through their financial institution. We sent out daily communications on the status of the phase reopenings. So that was, as things were coming out, you know, we were out there sending it out. I it's nice to see that, you know, with e-blasts, a lot of times people say, oh my God, there's too many e-blasts, but our open rate skyrocketed during this time. We were getting 30-35% open rates and click-throughs because people needed the information. And not just this chamber, but all chambers in the county, we were really at the forefront of getting this information out to the business community. We also had to send out information on additional loans that were available. A lot of corporations and organizations were providing loans to small businesses. So that was coming through us, through the SBA and private foundations as well. We provided PPE equipment to businesses in the area. The county had put out a request. We submitted one, and they gave us a lot of PPE equipment, which we distributed to the, not just our members. At this point, too, it was very important that I have to say that we weren't just communicating to our membership base. I have nearly 800 people on my database. So whether they're members or not, they were all getting this communication, because membership is important. But at this point, it was more important that we keep the entire business community up to date with what was going on.
Absolutely. I mean, you're looked at as a resource to the whole entire community. So, you know, the fact that you're able to provide that information is very, very helpful. And yeah, people are looking people are looking for the information that's necessary to get through these difficult times. And it's nice to have chambers like, you know, Hudson Valley Gateway to be there to provide, you know, what ends up being necessary information for people.
And, it, you know, we had, you know, there was also webinars. We did it. We did webinars on sanitizing the workplace, HR compliance, and the new virtual technology. A lot of people didn't know how to use Zoom and some of these, the new technology was that was out there. So we provided webinars to, you know, to businesses so they could learn how to use these tools. We still are providing, you know, not daily anymore, thankfully, but we're still providing our weekly e-blast with information. And, you know, back in, I'd say September, we actually started doing our Thursday e-blast again, which was kind of fun things to do, you know, virtual concerts, auctions, things like that, and getting that information out to people. So we've been really busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I was going to ask you, you know, what are the other things that you're continuing to do? But you sounds like you covered a lot of it. There's a breakfast that's coming up that you do on a regular basis. Can you
explain
a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, you know, it's very important now more than ever that businesses stay connected and keep themselves out there. So we have continued, even though it's virtually, we have continued with our schedule of monthly breakfast networking events. And we have a breakfast this Thursday, which is going to be a presentation by Holtec International. Holtec has an application pending with the NRC to decommission Indian Point within 12 to 15 years, which is decades sooner than if Entergy had to do it themselves. The decommission of Indian Point will potentially allow for the redevelopment of our area which will include millions of jobs and millions in tax revenue. So it's important that once these plants shut down in 2021 at the end of April, that we have a decommissioning plan. And I mean, there's been, you know, so it's important that people kind of turn into this meeting. There's been a lot of back and forth regarding Holtec. So this is an informational session. And if people would like to go ahead and join this meeting, all they have to do is go to our website, hvgatewaychamber.com, and click on November Breakfast in the upcoming events. And they can also participate in the meeting. Participants will be able to ask questions through the chat room. So we're out there. We really want to get in front of this and start providing information regarding this issue, because it's going to be a very big issue coming up in 2021.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And look, it's we all know what Entergy has meant to the community. And look, you look right behind me, you can see that our station is made possible by Entergy, so I may be biased and partial to them.
Well,
but, you know, it's important for people to know what's about to come and what's going to happen. So on Thursday morning, I mean, by the time a lot of people see this interview, that breakfast meeting may have already passed. But for those who do get a chance to listen in prior to Thursday, you're saying it's open to the public. People can go
online. It's open to the public.
They can listen to the questions.
It's open to the public. And I think people need to know that, you know, in this area, Entergy has been a major benefactor. Over $1 million in philanthropic money is leaving our communities. Nonprofits and other organizations are all losing funding, which Entergy provided. So we really need to focus on replacement. No one's going to come in and say, give $1 million, but it's going to have to be businesses who are coming in for the redevelopment and also provide new jobs and new opportunities. So it's like, you know, I always say singles and doubles win the race. You're not going to get that home run again. But, you know, if we have to get this area redeveloped. We have to get it decommissioned. We're still looking at 12 to 15 years down the line. So, and now with COVID and the pandemic, we're also facing, you know, increased taxes. We don't know what the potential of the tax increases will be with any of the municipalities, county, or state governments based on the revenues that they have lost. Okay? So this is huge.
It's a lot there, a lot to be determined. And we're heading into 2021 with lots of unanswered questions. And let's just hope, and Deb, we'll finish up this interview here with what we are looking towards in 2021. besides what you already had mentioned, are there any other major issues that, face the business community that you can think of?
The major issue is keeping our business community in business, okay? And I think we've seen a lot of creativity out there. Businesses have been evolving and through this pandemic and coming up with unique ways of, doing business. You know, 2020 has not been a great year, and 2021 is going to be also a challenging year. But as we're going to be rebuilding, we have to, you know, look at ourselves differently. People, somebody had asked me last week, well, businesses are closing. And I said, yeah, but we also have new businesses opening. So there's always an opportunity. I think that, you know, we have new development here in our area, residential development, which means more people are going to be moving in, which means there's going to be more need for services and businesses. So yes, it's going to be challenging, but, you know, we will get through it and we will survive and we'll be better than we were before, right?
Be strong, be safe, create and innovate. Just like it says behind my
excellent. Can
my,
I use
my
that
tagline here? So, you know, and Deb, look, the president of the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'm really looking forward to building on this series with you, which is what's happening in the lower Hudson Valley. I think this is another way for us to spread some good word and positive things that are coming about. And we always try to talk about the silver linings that are happening. So clearly, while some businesses may have a harder time getting through, other businesses will pop up. And as a result of that, get more business done. So you have been listening to Westchester Talk Radio. And by the way, also Putnam Talk Radio, Dutchess Talk Radio, Fairfield County Talk Radio, all produced by Shark Creative. And we're excited to bring about some new series that are unfolding just like this one here. Deb Malone, my pleasure. Hope to see you soon and look forward to the upcoming episodes.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Andrew. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.